There we go. So we are recording now. And I guess, well, let's start out with some, there were a couple of appointments. Were those anything big?
Well, we had E.L. Reed was reappointed to the airport board. He's been there one term. And Ed Douglas has been reappointed to the Chillicothe Municipal Utilities Board, which both boards are very important to the community, and we're glad to have them back on board.
That's wonderful. And I heard that the four-way stop was approved. What does this mean for the city?
This is significant in that we had a bridge replacement, and the Route V state highway project will be complete here in the next week, and we wanted to make sure that the safety is, you know, paramount, and so we're going to initiate a four-way stop where that did not exist previously, but we feel like the with the new bridge, it will increase speeds on that road, and then also with the pending closing of the hospital in that area, the traffic patterns are definitely going to change, and so we thought that a four-way stop would be necessary.
All right. And I see that you discussed the depository agreement with Citizens Bank and Trust. What is that?
It's just basically, you know, an agreement that this is who we do our banking with and hold our accounts. There are checking and savings, and any of the federal and state guidelines have to be met as far as when you have government money in banks. And so it's a routine housekeeping type of measure. No big deal.
All right. And the items that were declared surplus, what were those?
We have a property of 344 Jackson Street is the address. It's a lot, that a residential lot. Somebody would like to buy it and build a new home. And then the other is the speaker system that was taken out of the former prison. And it has like a microphone and 15 little boxes that you might see typically in like classrooms is what it was used for at the old prison. We'll be putting that out for a silent bid probably after Thanksgiving.
All right. And was there anything else of note discussed?
The board did approve the new health insurance plan for the city employees that will go into effect in January. And so our premiums did go up a little bit, but we had to also raise our deductibles, but we did not get a 33 or 40% increase like a lot of people got impacted with this year. So we're pleased with our new policy.
That's great to hear. And do you know off the top of your head how many employees are on that policy?
Well, we all 100%. All the employees get an individual policy, and then we have some family and some that employ spouse only or employ children. I don't know those numbers, though.
All right. Well, Ike, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
No, I think we covered that, and we did promote one new police officer from a patrolman to sergeant. His name is Hayes, so Sergeant Hayes.
All right.